In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I try to tell them that some people probably don't want to hear me. Well, today, if you've noticed, is the first Sunday in Advent. I broke my glasses, so I have to have them to see, but not to preach. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and Advent is that season of preparation, that season of expectation, that season of hopefulness. Today we lit the candle of hope, of hopefulness for the coming of Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful season of hope, of expectation, of getting prepared, preparing yourself for the incarnation of Christ, for the coming of Jesus and the birth of the Christ child. It's that wonderful, hopeful, expected season of preparation, getting ready for God coming into the world through Jesus Christ. And here today in Matthew, we read about being awake, being prepared, being in the fields. And, you know, it's apocalyptic, and I'm sitting here thinking, who picked this reading for today? And it wasn't me. It really wasn't. We're given a set of readings. But it's here. And that's okay. Because it is about being prepared. And it might be about being prepared in a way you might not think. You know, because it's in the way, sometimes when I was little or when I've read this, I've heard this about being prepared, about being, you know, oh, I got to get right with the Lord, and I got to do all this, and what I end up doing is making myself so uptight, and then I got to make sure everybody else is doing right, and then it's like me pointing fingers and not looking at myself, and just in the case of being prepared. And then I find out I'm so much living in sin now because I'm so uptight and tense by trying to be good and trying to make everybody else be good so we'll all stay here, that we just drive each other crazy. And I don't think that's what God was talking about when he was talking about being prepared. Nobody would like to be a part of something like that. Where is the joy in that? That's just full of tenseness, full of judgment, full of harshness, full of meanness to yourself and to others. And that's not what God has in store for us. That's not what God's talking about by being prepared. Now, being prepared is important. And if you notice in that reading today, he talks about staying awake. That's the key thing, staying awake. Now, it doesn't mean staying up all night playing video games for teenagers. Doesn't mean that. We do need our sleep. But while we are awake, while during our days when we are awake, staying awake, what I think it means, what it means for me, and it's one of the hardest things for me to do, is to be fully alive, fully present in the moment, experiencing who I am as a person who lives in the life of Christ, and experiencing you as a person who is a child of God, of being totally present, being awake. Most of us seem to walk through this life sleepwalking. I know I can. I can be preoccupied with what's going on in the future or what happened in the past. I can worry about a million details. And I can worry about all the mistakes I made in the past. And I'm not sitting here paying attention to myself, where I am, what I'm doing, who I am talking to, being fully present. And believe you me, that is hard for me to do. If you're like me, it may be hard for you to do. You can just ask my wife how good I am at being present. Not very good. I get better. I try. And she's helped me. One of the things that I used to do, and I may still do, that it's a big problem of mine. This is just a big problem that I used to have. And it's not being mean toward anybody, but I was always thinking about the next thing instead of thinking of where I was. And when I would be talking to somebody, instead of listening fully intently to them, I'd constantly be looking over their shoulder to see what's coming down the road instead of being fully present. and it's off-putting. And I didn't even realize I did that. My wife can tell you, I've worked hard at that. I may still do it sometimes. It's not intentional, I promise. But it can cause problems because people think you're not fully engaged with them. That's a real consequence of not being fully engaged in the moment. Because when you're not even able to enjoy those moments in the future that you thought you were making plans for or thought you were worrying about that happened a totally different way than you were thinking about how they were happening, that you get upset about that, so you miss that future for not being present in that future when you should have been present in the moment right now and dealt with that when the time came. That's what being awake is. And how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we be awake? Be prepared. Be fully alive. Living as a person, fully alive, engaged in the moment, engaged with Christ, engaged with who we are, and living into that joy. One is being aware when you're not, and ask God to help you be present. Two is through prayer and meditation, especially through prayer, through meditation of centering prayer. One of the seemingly easiest things to do is one of the hardest things to do, is try to be quiet and still and sit alone with God for 20 minutes. To quiet your mind and to not think about anything but what is right now and being totally aware in the moment. And that can help you be totally aware down the road. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't worry, don't plan and do things and organize. But what it does mean is that while we're engaging in our activities, which may be organizing, planning, that we are fully present with them in the moment instead of thinking about those things that we got to do down the road or worrying about those regrets in the past. Being awake and also thinking about the other instead of, oh me, what do they think about me? But thinking, how can I help? How can I be a part? Instead of thinking, oh my God, they don't like me. Oh my God, something's wrong with me. Oh my God, something, you know, which we can do. We can go through that negative list. But simply being in the moment, how can I help? How can I help this person or this situation or be a part of? And this person is a child of the living God, and I owe him my presence. I owe her my presence. I owe her that, or I'm engaged with her in that, and she and me, as we are each children of the living God, we are each loved by God, and we can give each other that respect by being fully present to them in the moment. Being awake, feeling love, being joyful, and better yet, when we are awake spiritually, when we're following Christ, when we're transforming, when we're in the moment, when we're grateful for who we are, that gratitude to God and Christ for giving us our gifts, and we're grateful, we're in the moment, just like when we're in the moment when we're baptized, or we're in the moment when we are feeding on the body and blood of Christ, we give thanks and we show our gratitude with our works. We don't earn it. God gives us that grace and that love and that humility. We don't earn it. We be fully present, showing God our gratitude, and respond with good works of love, justice, mercy, kindness, outreach. Look at this, the red bags for the forgotten seniors. You know, that's a response to the gratitude of God, and we're helping those who may be alone, who have no one for them, and we're giving them something that they can really appreciate. And when you do it out of that joy and that love of God given for you and you as a child of Christ, respond to that in thanksgiving by giving up yourselves. But stay awake, be present, be prepared. Listen, love, know that God became one of us through Christ. And as we wake up to that, when Christ comes to us through Jesus this Christmas morning, we can celebrate in joy and gratitude and know that we are Christ's own forever. Amen.